Hello and welcome to the REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Borks from Quito, and I'm here with Nareit's senior economist, Calvin Schnorr, for an update on the economy, commercial real estate, and REITs. Calvin, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Calvin, what have we learned from the latest economic reports about how the economy is handling the pandemic?
Well, the good news is we're seeing continued signs of resilience in the economy, even though the virus is still active. Right? What we're really waiting for is a sign that the virus is not going to pose a threat to businesses, consumers, and so on. But so far, we're seeing economic activities actually rising quite a bit. New home sales in July rose to their highest level since 2006. Durable goods orders rose more than expected, and that's good news for factory production, and also the same business investment is likely to get back on track to pre-pandemic levels. The government also released the personal consumption report for July, and consumer spending rose nearly 2%. With all of this as a backdrop, it's important to step back for a minute and recall the headlines we had a month ago. The main worry then was that the recovery was going to stall and reverse, and people were worried that we'd see a W-shaped recovery. We're not seeing a W-shaped recovery. We're seeing continued gains, and the economy still is going to provide a good backdrop for commercial real estate.
And how about commercial real estate markets? We've seen that sales of commercial properties have plummeted. Is the commercial real estate sector as resilient as the rest of the economy, do you think?
Well, the overall commercial real estate market does appear to be as resilient as the rest of the economy. Now, the transactions have fallen quite a bit, but that's partly because it's difficult to hold negotiations and process the deal in this type of environment, and it takes a couple of months to do that. So when people were really reluctant to get into an office in, April or May, that's hurt some of the recent transactions flow. There's also elevated uncertainty on the part of investors. But in terms of overall valuations of the market, CoStar published data last week showing that property valuations are really not falling as the deal flow has tapered off. And in fact, according to the Repeat Sales Index, valuations of multifamily properties appear to be up for the year. And commercial real estate, excluding multifamily, is probably down a few percentage points. So it's a negative move, but it's not a negative move that's in line with the plunge of transactions, which is just confirming that real estate is resilient right now.
And I know we've spoken in the past about how REITs have been resilient in terms of operating performance due to the solid position that they had before the crisis hit, namely high occupancy rates, low leverage, and longer debt maturities. But how are their stock returns faring in this environment?
Well, last week was a good week for the REITs. The FTSE Nareit All Equity REIT Index had a total return of a positive 2%. And all of the property sectors rose, but especially lodging resorts and the timber REITs. The timber REITs seem to be benefiting quite a bit from the strong housing market numbers. The increases last week brought the total year-to-date decline for all equity REITs to less than 10%. It's a total return of minus 9%. So it's still a negative territory, but it's moving back towards positive territory as the recovery continues. One thing that's really interesting is that the 5.5% total return by timber REITs last week put this sector into positive territory for the year. And they joined the self-storage, the industrial, the infrastructure, and especially the data centers in terms of being up for the year. The data centers have a total return of 31.7% year-to-date, which is just a stellar outstanding result.
Okay, great. Calvin, thank you so much for your time.
Anytime, Sarah.
And to our listeners, for more news and information on REITs and listed real estate, be sure to visit Nareit's website, REIT.com.